Or you might say, I'm going to go over to the couch and just
relax.
You might say, man was really sick and couldn't even sit up, so what did he do all day in bed? He just
lay in bed all day.
Tell me about something that you saw maybe in your sleep. You say, this is what I, while I was there sleeping, all these things went through my head and my memory.
This is what I saw.
Okay. Or often when I go to sleep, I do something, but I can't always remember what I've
dreamed.
You say, well, I dreamt so-and-so, and all of a sudden I
woke up. Couldn't remember a thing about it the next morning.
Isn't that amazing when that happens? Now, sometimes you put your foot real heavily down on the floor, and you say you do what?
Bump the floor.
Okay. Now, when you're seeing a friend leaving, say, church alone, you might say, can I
give you a ride?
Or, if you would it make any difference in what you said, whether you were walking or driving?
Can I walk with you?
Okay. Would it make any difference, say, you were speaking to a man or to a woman?
Yes, you'd have to be careful, I guess, under that condition.
We spoke earlier of a phrase that we use here in the South particularly. You might say, can I something you home?
Gary.
Okay. Now, when you get a boat up on land, you tie a rope up front and you do what to bring it in?
Pull it.
Okay. And if your car is stuck in the mud or snow, you get somebody, you get this car behind you and give it a Say you got a sack of groceries and didn't have your car, so you picked it up and you did walk to the sack as you tried to pick it up. You
thought it fell out.
Okay. Maybe you might say you had another sack and the bottom held on that. You try to get it home. How did you take it home? You said you might say I carried it home, or you might say in place of that you might say
towed it home.
Okay. Now, a child comes into the kitchen, and there's a hot stove there, and you want them to be careful. You say to the child, that stove is very hot, so
be careful.
Or
don't touch it.
Okay. Now, say you need a knife and send someone for it, and you say, go
get the knife. Be careful.
Or you might say something, say you need a hammer, and you said to me, go
bring me the hammer.
Now there are certain kinds of outdoor games that people play. Do you remember some kind of hiding games that you played when you were a child?
Drop the handkerchief. Hide and seek. Hide the what is?
Did you have
a base? Well, a base, you know, and they hide behind trees in different places. You had to spot them. And if, beat you back to the base and you sick, wasn't it? About to run out.
No, we're fine. What did you call that place, maybe something else you called the base when you got back to it? In addition to home? Anything else maybe? Okay. Say you throw a ball and ask somebody.